Some employers have started paying workers on a prepaid card that costs a worker a fee to use. Labor groups say other companies have started doing things like demanding that workers come in a little early, stay a little late, take a mid-shift break, and not get paid for their time. Occasionally, people who worked at shut-down firms have trouble collecting full back pay. Amir Graham works at a McDonald's in Milwaukee. He says the money he's lost goes to corporate profits.
The money that they made, a huge portion is from the employees, from the money that they stole from those employees.
That's right.
Wage theft is a big problem, and we need to do something about it so employees can get compensated for what they deserve.
That's right.
Some members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus are highlighting what they call wage theft as they tour the Midwest this month. Caucus co-chair and Minnesota Democrat Keith Ellison says the wage issue is just one of the assaults on lower and middle class workers.
And this has to do with unfair trade policy, shipping our jobs overseas.
Yes.
This has to do with killing the NLRB, the National Labor Relations Board,
right,
and attacking the right to collective bargaining. You all in Wisconsin know about people attacking collective bargaining. I know that.
Progressive caucus member in Milwaukee, Congresswoman Gwen Moore, is touting an effort to raise the minimum wage. But Republicans that control the House are expected to try to quash that attempt. Companies are defending their use of payroll cards as money savers for their bottom line and as more convenient to workers. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.